And welcome to the Business Spotlight. We're joined in studio by Jeremiah Clark of Landrace Woodshop in Aledo. Welcome, Jeremiah.
Thank you very much, Terry. I appreciate it.
We are sitting at, I call it your table. You say it's ours now, but Jeremiah made us a beautiful table that we're going to talk about. You can walk by and see it every day here at the WRMJ Studios. Jeremiah, you are in woodworking, and your business is called Landrace Woodshop, which I've mispronounced. Now, what is behind the Landrace name?
Well, the simplest answer is it is named after a pig.
Okay.
Landrace is a breed of pigs, and my grandfather, Dr. Marvin E. Clark, down in Monmouth, he bred Landrace hogs. And so a few years ago, I had found one of my dad's old work shirts that said Landrace on it, and I thought that was kind of a cool term. So I did a little more digging and research on it, and it turns out it comes from a Danish term that means country breed. And So I thought that it was kind of a fitting name to choose to kind of honor my rural heritage and, just to kind of honor that.
Very cool. I like that very much. And you are in woodworking, of course. How did you get started in woodworking?
I had a quarter-life crisis, basically. I used to work. My degree, I was in digital media, and I wanted to do video editing and web design, that kind of stuff. And I had gotten a job at an Apple store doing inventory. And I just kind of realized one day that I did not feel like I was living up to my full potential. And so I just started brainstorming. I was like, what's something that I feel comes naturally to me that I can get paid to do, you know, the dream. And somehow furniture came to mind. I've always been interested in how things are built and designing. I was living out in Denver at the time. And so I found a woodworking business out there and sent them a totally unsolicited email. Said I was really interested. I really loved their products and have asked if they had an apprenticeship. And they had one open that summer, so I went and interviewed, and by the time I left, I was the project manager, so I just managed. We did several big commercial jobs, did a hotel, did some office buildings, and that kind of stuff.
Now you get to be creative for your customers.
Absolutely.
And there's several things. If people want to see your work, you were telling me that the Alley Marketplace has some things on sale.
Correct. Yeah, I've got a few smaller kind of gift items over there for sale. Some charcuterie boards and some cutting boards, and I've got a cookbook stand as well. We're working on developing some more products that we'll plan on selling.
This is part of having a live studio out here on the street. You hear horns like that sometimes. You also said that you're working on a showroom for the future too, so that people can come by Landrace Woodshop and take a look at some of the items.
Correct. Yeah, we're located at 109 Southwest 2nd Street here in Aledo, just across from the VFW, actually just at the other end of this block. And we've got a space that I think would be a really great showroom. It's just kind of in the process of building some inventory as well as updating the space and making it a cool, unique place to come look at furniture.
Well, speaking of cool and unique, we're sitting at a table that Jeremiah built. Jeremiah, I was overly impressed. This is the WRMJ studio table. It's I've seen it without anything on it. It's very cool, but even with the board and the monitors, man, what a cool table. How'd you get this going?
I was very fortunate. Back in April, WJ Albertson gave me a call, and he's like, hey, how would you like designing and building a bean-shaped table for WRMJ? I was like, that sounds awesome. And so we met, and we kind of brainstormed quite a bit to kind of come up with the shape. And we refined it over time, you know, adjusting parts here and there. And, yeah, just kind of finally came up with the final product. And, I was really happy with how it turned out.
Well, we appreciate it, Jeremiah. And I want to invite everybody, if you just want to take a look at that piece of Jeremiah's work, all you have to do is walk by the WRMJ studios or come inside for a tour, and you can actually feel, how do you get the wood is so smooth here. Fantastic job.
Thank you very much. It's very just beautiful. Hours and hours of sanding. That's what it takes.
The business is Landrace Wood Shop in Aledo, 109 Southwest 2nd Street. And people can go on your website as well. What's your website address?
Correct. It is landracewoodshop.com.
And we go on there. There's a submit information form if you want to reach out directly, or your phone number as well.
Yep. Our phone number is 720-600-2869.
All right. Jeremiah Clark's got to get busy building me a few things, and we appreciate him being our guest today here on the Business Spotlight with Landrace Woodshop in Aledo.